In his essay with the same title, George Orwell, one of my heroes, wrote, "All writers are vain, selfish, and lazy, and at the very bottom of their motives there lies a mystery. I'd certainly plead guilty to those vices, and this is my attempt to explore that mystery." I was a late reader, and long before I could escape into books, I made up my own stories about their illustrations and entertained my friends with a saga about the adventures of my toy animals. I loved the theatre and used to make up plays with dialogue that was far too complicated for my string puppets' wooden mouths. In my late teens, I realised that I wasn't talented or extrovert enough to succeed as an actor and started to write plays and novels. When I was 25, I finished my first novel, Under the Rainbow, and writing fiction has been at the centre of my life ever since. It doesn't get any easier, but I find the process of inventing characters and stories endlessly fascinating. I carry on writing now, whether I was published or not. The kinds of novel I write have changed a lot over the years, from realistic settings in Rome and Saudi Arabia, to a dystopian London in Smiles and the Millennium, and a utopian one, Nina in Utopia. At the moment, I'm writing a novel called King of the Vast, the third volume of my Bedlam trilogy. Recently, I've started to write about real people, beginning with the artist Richard Dadd. My next novel will be set in 18th century Rome, and the one after that, in contemporary London. This sense of inner worlds stretching ahead of me, waiting to be explored, is very comforting and exciting. When my daughter was growing up and became used to her mother disappearing for hours each morning, she said she envied me because I got to live two lives. Now she's a doctor and are far more used to society than I'll ever be. But this sense of mental truancy into a double life is a great freedom and is certainly another reason why I'm a writer. Many people hate what they do. It's a privilege to spend most of your life doing something you love.